Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder. Getting today's news cycle started on News Radio WTAM 1100.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is where they are showing all the stuff that we might get our hands on come Christmas time. The guy that writes about tech culture is our buddy Greg Stebbin. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
A year or so ago, we were talking tech, and you were telling me about, Bill, wait till you hear about or see these little remote devices where you just tell them something. And, of course, that would be Alexa. And that theme, I guess, is continuing this year at CES?
You could call this year's CES Alexa Everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. So Alexa in your car, which I think is brilliant, frankly. Yeah. I mean, think of all the things, if you have one of these little devices, that you do with it at home. Imagine now doing it with both hands on the wheel of the car instead of fumbling for your phone.
Right.
Alexa for the refrigerator.
Okay.
For the oven.
Okay.
For the kitchen sink. And here's a couple of my favorites. Alexa for the shower. Could you turn the heat up a little bit, Alexa?
A little warmer shower.
For the bath. For the shower, I want the water a little warmer. I want it a little cooler.
Okay.
How about a preset so I want my post-workout shower versus my, boy, I had a little too much to drink last night shower.
Can I tell Alexa to make sure the kid flushes the toilet, too? Or the husband?
It's interesting you say that.
Or the wife.
The Alexa-operated toilet is also coming. I'm not sure about the flushing part. I'm guessing that would be an easy function to build in. But you might also want to say to Alexa a few minutes before you get there, Alexa, start warming the seat.
Greg Stebbin writes and talks about tech, culture, men's health. Follow him on Twitter at Greg Stebbin, or just tell Alexa to follow him. This device... Eventually, it's going to be a part of life everywhere in the house then, huh?
Yeah, it is. And in fact, one of the places you can now add Alexa in your home is everywhere, because there's also a line of products called iDevices. The product is called iDevices Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And what Instinct is a on-off switch, a switch plate. So it has Alexa built in it. So you take out one of your existing on-off switches in a room, replace it with this, and do that in every room. And now you don't have to go to Amazon to buy a bunch of Alexas and have that terrible consequence of having them sitting around on the furniture. You've literally built Alexa into every room in the house, and it's just built into the light switch.
Speaking of Amazon, I saw that they had, I think it was 92% of online sales last year. I mean, even as Walmart, everybody else is trying, 9 out of 10 online purchases is Amazon.
It is staggering, and it really makes a point. One of the things about Amazon Alexa and the Google Home or Google Assistant series, Apple has a device coming, there's a few other competitors, is it is really important as you add these devices to your home to remember there's something else going on here beyond just cool tech.
What would that be, Greg Stebbin?
Well, one thing, of course, is privacy. I mean, if everything in your home is powered by Alexa, then Amazon, or if it's powered by the Google device or the Apple device or some other device, that company now knows more about you than even Facebook, which is kind of hard to imagine.
Good point.
But it's true.
Yeah.
The other thing is, so let's go back to the bathroom and the kitchen.
Yeah.
So the kitchen sink example, the shower, the mirror, and the toilet, those are all probably going to come from one company. Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, already has a line of products coming that they call Kohler Connect. And why would Kohler want to start making everything in their house both smart and connected with Alexa? To make sure that every time you buy any kind of product that they make for the rest of your life, you always replace it with another Kohler device. So there's a loyalty part of this, too, that companies are doing this to make sure you never stray from their brand. That's not a bad thing.
Right,
it's just
right.
A fact of life.
They're using technology.
It's important to understand that you are, in a sense, giving a vow of loyalty to companies when you start to buy into these products, and you may want to pick real smartly to make sure you pick the not just the device, but the brand or the company that you want to give that kind of loyalty to.
It's like picking that Mac or Windows years ago, right?
It's very much like picking a Mac or Windows or Android or iPhone.
Got to choose. Come on, you got to choose. Greg Stebbin writes on Tech Culture Men's Health. A great follow, too, on Twitter, at Greg Stebbin. Good take, good info. What's been happening out in Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. All right. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here.